a leading advocate for indigenous self-governance, delivered a lecture at Thompson Rivers University's TRU Faculty of Law, offering students insight into the legal and historical foundations of Aboriginal title and rights in Canada. Satson, Herb George, a Wet'suwet'en hereditary chief of the Frog Clan, presented Completing Confederation to Professor Murray Schulte's environmental law class in February, outlining the transition from federal control to Indigenous self-government. The event was organized by third-year law student Declan Rankin, whose interest in Aboriginal title and rights was shaped by Satson's teachings. "The opportunity to have Satson speak to our students was an absolute honor," said Schulte. "His tireless dedication to advancing the rights of Indigenous peoples is truly inspirational. His insights and experiences have profoundly enriched our understanding of the potential for transformational governance for Indigenous communities." Satson played a key role in the Delgamuukw versus British Columbia case, a landmark 1997 Supreme Court of Canada ruling that fundamentally changed the legal landscape for Indigenous land rights. The case, brought forward by the Wet'suwet'en and Gikson nations, established that Aboriginal title is a constitutional right protected under Section 35 of the Constitution. The ruling confirmed that Indigenous nations hold inherent land rights that predate Canadian law, meaning their title is not granted by the Crown but rather exists independently. It also set a legal precedent for how courts assess Indigenous land claims, affirming that oral histories are valid forms of evidence in legal proceedings. In his presentation, Satson explored the constitutional framework for self-government, focusing on the transition from Section 91(24) of the Constitution, which places Indigenous affairs under federal authority, to Section 35, which recognizes and affirms Aboriginal and treaty rights. He outlined the five pillars of self-governance: people, land, jurisdiction and laws, governing systems, and resources, alongside the role of land, language, history, and spirituality in Indigenous legal traditions. His discussion also included other major legal cases, such as Haida, Mikaso Cree, and Tsleil-Waututh'en, which have shaped Indigenous rights in Canada. Rankin, who met Satson in 2020, described him as a mentor who has influenced his decision to focus on Aboriginal title and rights in his legal career. "His words and wisdom have left a lasting impression," said Rankin. "Satson's message has inspired me to shift my career towards criminal law with a dedicated focus on Aboriginal title and rights." Satson, founder of the Center for First Nations Governance, continues to support Indigenous nations through the Transitional Governance Project at Carleton University. His visit to TRU was attended by second and third year law students, as well as legal scholars including Professor Bradford Morse and Professor Craig Jones, KC, underscoring the significance of his work in shaping the next generation of legal professionals.